You missed us already. We get it. We understand. We missed you as well. That's why we are together with After Hours for Thursday, March 1st, Cadillac Jack and Ally Mack. Some of the stuff we're going to visit during After Hours this morning. Ally Mack, I have been sitting on this topic for about 2 days. I didn't quite know how I was going to work it into the morning show because we're not political by any means.
We are not.
That's just not what we do. We entertain. We like to make you laugh and like to make you think. But I've been sitting on this arming teachers in schools thing for like 2 days, and I got to the point where I just had to release it. So that's first up during After Hours. Everything you need to know before you go. We do it every morning just to kind of get you up to speed before you dart out the door and get to work.
Right, and the Spice Girl are toying with our hearts about this reuniting for a tour or getting to perform at the royal wedding. We will iron out all the rumors that are happening with the Spice Girls right now.
What we know for sure will happen May 19th at the royal wedding. I posted an Insta story on my way in the door this morning at ATL Cadillac on Instagram, and I have never gotten to work before Ally Mack.
Right, until today.
It happened this morning, and I actually did an Insta. I posted. I said, your area over there on the main stage, your Kix 101.5. In my Insta story, I put, I have never made it to work before Ally Mack, and then I put a timestamp on it. You had a very good reason for being late this morning, and you were very upset by this, as you should have been. It involves Atlanta Police Department, involves you and your apartment in Buckhead, involves a 911 call, the first time you've ever called 911.
Yeah, it was a rough morning. Honestly, I'm still not sure that I'm like 100% unshaken from everything that happened this morning. But yeah, that was a rough start to the day.
Find out what happened, Ally Mack, at 3 a.m. this morning. Can't be catty. A 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. You'll hear whether Anita and Snellville could take me down. Just one question from the category from this morning's Can't Be Catty.
Well, the category was all about facial hair. So one of the questions was, what country artist learned what it felt like to have facial hair when she played Colonel Sanders?
Can't Be Catty. Will I go 4 wins in a row with Can't Be Catty, or will Anita in Snellville beat me? Find out during After Hours. That's where you are right now. We'll be with you 5 to 10 tomorrow to kick off the weekend on Kix 101.5, Atlanta's number one for country hits. Then immediately after the show tomorrow, we'll be right here for
After Hours.
If I continue to sit on this conversation we're getting ready to have, I'm going to, the veins are going to pop out of my head and my blood pressure is going to shoot sky high. It's a conversation that we need to have. You may disagree, you may agree. That's what's beautiful about this show. We have 7 phone lines. You got an opinion? You got a voice? Reach out to us. That's what the show is all about. You cannot tell me. Cadillac Jack, good morning. You cannot tell me that when the news first broke that certain people in the administration thought it would be a good idea to arm teachers in schools, you cannot tell me that you immediately went to that one teacher in your child's school in your mind and thought, well, goodness gracious, I hope they don't give Mrs. Bao a gun because she's a little older. She teaches economics and she's about to hit her tenure and retire. You can't tell me that you didn't think about Mr. Berger, who's a little shaky because he's a World War II vet. You cannot tell me that there are people in our schools that need to carry guns. Teachers, do you not have enough going on as it is? Do you not have enough distractions as it is? Is it your job, whether you have a concealed permit to carry or not, is it your job to protect the students in our schools? I say absolutely not. We should train them. We should send them out and train them how to use. No, no. There's a hashtag going on right now that so many teachers are taking a part of and so many teachers are speaking out about. And I respect them so much. The hashtag is arm me with. Hashtag arm me with. And teachers are popping in and they're saying things like arm me with tissues, lots of tissues. Why? Because teachers have to buy a lot of the stuff for their classrooms.
Yeah, they do. They supply a lot of the school supplies. So they're asking to be armed with supplies and resources and books and anything other than guns.
Arm me with the same resources the military gets. Arm me with love, time, patience, and trust. I'm a teacher, not a police officer, not a soldier, not a bodyguard. I would risk my life to save my students, but I would never keep a concealed gun in my classroom, nor use it ever. Arm me with paper towels. That's all. Please and thank you. Again, a teacher saying, I'm paid out of pocket for a lot of my supplies. Don't arm me with a gun. Arm me with things that I can use in the classroom. to make it more efficient, to make your kids better learners, to make your kids better peers to their friends. You have a sister, Allie Mack, that is a teacher here in Metro Atlanta.
Yeah, I do. And I just can't imagine that memo coming across her desk one day saying, you know, you need to go in and get training. It's her choice. Absolutely her choice. But I just can't imagine for myself that ever coming across my way. And it just puts it, it's very close to home since my sister is a teacher. It's very, very difficult to comprehend, to wrap your mind around it, you know?
But your sister didn't go and get her degree in education thinking, I would imagine, at no time thinking that there would come a time that she would be asked to carry a gun into a school and to protect her children that way.
No, I can't imagine that was ever a thought in most any teacher's mind when they went through their training.
Because you just assume, you just expect that there's somebody, a school resource officer, or somebody that's going to do the protecting. You, as a teacher, need to be in front of the classroom teaching. You need to be grading papers. You need to help to educate, make our kids smarter, more tolerant, more resourceful.
These are nurturing souls that have gone into the teaching field. You know, like, they have the patience of a saint to be able to handle so many children at one time. You can't imagine that any of them ever thought this would ever be something that they would face.
Are you wiggling in your car this morning? Are you twisting just a bit? That's okay. It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Even Ivanka Trump spoke out and said, you know what? I just don't know that this is the cure. I just don't know that this is the best idea. Doesn't matter which party line you sit on. I think that you got to agree with her. I think you have to agree with me, Allie, and I bet you listening in 816 right now. Teachers are not responsible for the safety of the kids. We got to find the right people who are and get them in the schools and get them in the schools quick.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Mornings on Kix 101.5. Here's everything you need to know before you go with Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Mornings on Kix 101.5.
In the week ending February 17th, Georgia reported 19 new flu-related deaths for a seasonal total nearing 100. Hospital officials say, CDC officials say, the flu season is not near over in Georgia. Matter of fact, lean in here, they say it's not too late to get your flu shot.
Really might be a good idea, Caddy, because when you've seen someone that has the flu, they don't get rid of it for over a week.
At least.
At least.
Did you get a flu shot?
I'll go today.
Okay. Right. I've looked my primary care physician in the eye three times this year and told her I got one. Do you think I did?
No.
Experts say Amazon could pick Atlanta or North Virginia on the outskirts of D.C. for Amazon HQ2. This is the second headquarters they're trying to establish on the East Coast. Will bring with it 50,000 jobs and billions of dollars. Amazon is interested in Atlanta and Northern Virginia because Atlanta home values are well below the national average. And in Northern Virginia, brushes up against D.C., it would put Amazon in the backyard of many, many lawmakers and influencers in Washington, D.C.
But they don't have movies like we have movies, Caddy.
With great tax incentives.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna
The Spice Girls just keep messing with our emotions. They are going on tour. They're not going on tour. They're going on tour. They're not. And now that rumor you were hoping was true, the Spice Girls will not be performing at the royal wedding.
I've not given it a second thought.
Really?
No.
Oh, it's messing with my heart.
Who are they? It's Mel B. It's
Mel B, Mel C, Baby Spice, Emma, Sporty Spice, and Posh, and Scary Spice. Well, that's Mel B.
Is Victoria Beckham one of them?
Posh Spice.
Okay.
However, all five Spice Girls will attend the royal wedding.
I have my fingers crossed and my little ginger buddy, Ed Sheeran, is going to perform at the royal wedding. I'm going to see him in June in London at Wembley Stadium. Have saved and saved and saved and continue to save money for this trip.
Just go a few weeks earlier so you can go to the royal wedding. Media credentials, Caddy.
I'm sure they'd let me in. Atlanta's Major League Soccer team, Atlanta United, Season starts on Saturday. Producer Chase, you got some background.
I do. If you missed the buzz with the Atlanta United last year, then you must have been living under a rock. I'm not the biggest soccer guy, but they were rated the number one fan base in their first year in all of Major League Soccer and made a deep run at the championship. So they start this weekend in Houston, but you could see them at Mercedes-Benz Stadium next Sunday at 3:30 against Washington, D.C.
I have read that they will either win the MLS championship or come in second place. So great odds for Atlanta United. Go, Atlanta United, go. That's everything you need to know before you go. Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Kicks 101.5.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack Mornings. On Atlanta's number one for country hits. Kicks 101.5.
I posted on an Insta story earlier this morning that this is the first time I have ever made it to work before Allie Mack.
Yeah.
And then Allie Mack rolls in to the main stage here at Kicks 101.5, and you do appear to be frazzled.
A little shaken?
Yes.
Yeah. Whoa, I don't even know why emotions are hitting
me
right now.
Wait a minute, you're tearing up? What's going on?
I don't, for the first time in my life, I had to call 911 this morning. It was really scary, and the situation's still not resolved, but it's not my situation. I get up and run every morning, so I was coming out of the gym, and it startled me a little bit when I came out of the gym. There was a gentleman in a nice suit, and he had a bag with him. And I was a little scared by it, but there was a woman behind him. So I was like, oh, that's sweet. She's walking him out. He's going to get like a plane ride, get a flight or something. And then I see him like waving me down, and his hand is covered in blood. And he was like, please call me an ambulance. Please call me an ambulance. And this woman is following him. And I looked at her and she goes, so that's what you're going to do. So I was startled. Called 911 and gave her all the details and everything. And he made it clear. He was like, I don't want to scare you. I'm going to go stand out by the front of the apartment complex. Just tell the ambulance to meet me there. So I called. The dispatcher got all the information. And then it hit me. She goes, ma'am, where is the woman right now? At that moment, it hit me. Oh, my God. She's probably what happened to his hand and why he's all bloody. But I don't know. That's alleged. I don't know.
Nor do you know where she is.
No. Well, I think she had gone back into her apartment complex.
Had you ever seen her around as a neighbor or anything?
No, I've never seen these people before. And they're dressed very nicely.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like they probably had a great date or something. And something just went, I don't know. I don't know the situation. But I got off the phone with the dispatcher and I made sure. I was like, so I have to get ready for work. Do I need to do anything? And she was like, no, just, you know, he's out there. You're inside. If the police need to talk to you at all, they'll call you. So I got ready for work. I let our producer Chase know I might be a few minutes late. And when I drove out, there were two cop cars still there. So they came and they found him and they were talking to him. I don't know where she was at that point in time.
APD, Atlanta Police.
Yes. And I don't know what's going on. I have no idea what's going on, but it shook me a little bit.
Did you see the injury? Was it a stab wound? Was it a gun wound? Do you have any idea?
His entire hand was covered in blood, and he was saying, I'm terrified of this woman. Call me an ambulance.
Man, that's a Tinder date gone wrong.
I mean, it's so not about me. I don't know why I'm all frazzled about this. It was just the first time I've ever called 911.
First time you've ever called 911?
Ever, ever.
I'll say this about you, Allie Mack, and I mean this. You care so much about other people, and that's why something like this is upsetting to you, because you want to make sure that everybody's okay, especially if you don't know exactly what happened. You never will, by the way.
It's not my business to go check to make sure everything was okay, like go stop by the police department later and be like, that was me that called this morning.
No.
Is everything?
No.
I did what I was supposed to do.
If they need you, they'll find you, they'll call you. That's why I've always said you'd be a great parent. You'd be a great mom, because you do take everybody under your wing and try to make everybody feel better and try to make everybody get into a better mood. You're that person. And this is not something you need to carry around.
Thank you. I do feel like I could have done more for that guy because he was just standing out waiting.
Dude, what? Hand him a towel?
I don't know. I just felt like I should have done more. But the police were there when I left, so I suppose everything is handled. Thank you for making me laugh this morning, Cadillac.
Well,
it's been
welcome
a weird
in.
Morning.
We're a tight family. You are a part of it. It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Kicks 101.5.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack Mornings. On Atlanta's number one for country hits. Kicks 101.5.
Debbie Caddy's a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown prime time on Thursdays, because you know we play around this time.
Debbie Caddy.
That's Allie and producer Chase Hill.
Debbie Caddy.
Who clearly cannot harmonize, huh?
Debbie Caddy.
Here we go. You ready to play along?
Hey, Caddy, you're about as useful as a bucket without a bottom.
Wow. Do you tell them to like prep their smack talk the night before?
This is all Anita from Snellville is doing.
Is it? When you line it up. Anita, I believe a moment ago I said that you're my favorite listener in all Snellville. And let me tell you something. You are losing ground.
Oh, stop.
whatever.
All right. Now, Anita, if you get more questions right than Caddy, you win. If Caddy gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Caddy because it's not called Can't Tie Caddy. It's called...
What?
Can't Beat Caddy.
Exactly. Today's category. Now that This Is Us is done filming for season two, Milo or Jack Pearson has shaved off that epic mustache. Text the word Jack, J-A-C-K, to the number 68255 if you want to check out his fresh face. So today's category is going to be all about facial hair. It is not fair for Caddy to hear the questions I'm about to ask you, so why don't you tell Caddy to leave the main stage, Anita?
Caddy, would you leave the main stage, please?
Head it out, Anita, head it out. Good luck in 20 seconds. Don't cheat.
He is out, Anita, and your 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay?
All right.
Here we go. What country artist learned what it felt like to have facial hair when she played Colonel Sanders?
Reba McEntire.
What Georgia country artist thinks you're such a beautiful drug and likes his chicken fried?
Zac Brown.
What Body Like a Backroad singer shaved when his grandma told him he looked too scruffy?
Sam Hunt.
What country music darling has Justin Timberlake been toting around to his shows?
Aww.
That's timer. All right, let's get Caddy back in here.
Caddy's back in here.
Caddy's back in here. All right,
hey, Caddy.
Hi, Anita. Hi, Anita. Do you want to share any questions with me that Allie asked you?
That's a negative.
All right, Caddy. Anita from Snellville got 3 right.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Well, Caddy, that means you have 20 seconds to get at least 3 right.
I'm ready.
Okay? 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question. Category is all about facial hair. What country artist learned what it felt like to have facial hair when she played Colonel Sanders?
Reba.
What Georgia country artist thinks you're such a beautiful drug and likes his chicken
Zac
fried?
Zac Brown Band. Or Zac Brown.
What Body Like a Backroad singer
Sam
shaved...
Hunt.
What country music darling has Justin Timberlake been toting
Chris
around?
Chris Stapleton.
What actor had to shave his beard for his rendition of the Joker in Suicide Squad?
Pass.
And that's timer.
Hugh Jackman or somebody?
That would be Jared Leto.
Him.
Yes. But that was the only wrong answer we had to go over, Caddy.
Well, that didn't take long at all, did it?
Brings the tally to Anita from Snellville got 3 right, and Caddy, you got 4 right. You know your facial hair, Caddy.
I know Anita's, too. Anita's mustache is thicker than mine.
Oh. I'm glad you're laughing, Anita.
Ah. All right, let me hear the magic words so we can get on.
Oh, man. I'm Anita from Snellville, and I can't beat Caddy.
Have a great day, though, Anita. Thanks for playing along. You've been a great sport. Tomorrow, Friday. Yes, Friday means we'll play Can't Beat Caddy tomorrow around 8:20. Have a fantastic day, okay?
Thank you.
Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kicks 101.5. With you 5 to 10 tomorrow to kick off the weekend on Kicks 115, Atlanta's number one for country hits. Then immediately after the show tomorrow, we'll be right here for
After Hours.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack Mornings on Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kicks 101.5.